KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Time for the Fish Report here on KSDP. We have harvest summaries for the Alaska Peninsula as well as the escapement report. Let's go ahead and get to the Alaska Peninsula harvest summary for the 12th of June 2025. There was a total of 73,000 sockeye delivered yesterday across the peninsula for a total of 105,000 to date. Pink salmon, 8,500 harvested and delivered, and 19,000 chum, total chum now at 26,000. Shumigan Islands had the biggest one-day delivery so far for the season off the closure. 23,000 sockeye were delivered yesterday, roughly 23,000 sockeye. They're now at 23,180. For pink salmon, 4,000 delivered. And then for chum, 5,000 brought in for a total now of 5,200. For the South Unimak area, there was a total of just around 45,000 delivered yesterday for sockeye. They're at 82,000. They're now at 10,000 pinks and 21,000 chums in the South Unimak area. Looking at the Alaska Peninsula report, Chinook staying on track. 5,000 sockeye up the weir yesterday. They're at 25,000. Still far and away the best in since 2017. Nelson River had 680 for a total now of 2,100. Nelson River looking very strong compared to last 10. Bear River, 600 yesterday for a total now of just shy of 1,000, putting them at the mid-range point of the last 10 years. Ilnik River, 193 yesterday for a total of 2,700. Warzinski with no fish, they still have none. And then Iliac River with two fish yesterday for a total of six. Some openings for set net are planned for the Igeshiak River, so Bristol Bay starting to get online. We'll see what happens and keep you updated, but there have been no harvest summary reports from Bristol Bay yet, and nothing new from Kodiak, which is still confidential. That does it for the fish report here on KSDP.
It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday night, June 11th. Good evening to you, everybody. This is Dead to the World. My name is Tim Lynch. We do this every Wednesday night on KPFA from 8 to 10. It's an hour of Grateful Dead music in the first part of the program, and then in the second part of the program tonight, we will hear an interview that our colleague Tom Diamant did with Bill Amotnick. Bill was the bass player in the David Grisman Quintet, which featured Tony Rice, among others. Bill has written a book called Discovering Tony Rice. I was going to invite Bill on myself, but when I heard Tom's interview, I thought, it's been done already. I'll just share this interview that Tom did, and he graciously is allowing us to hear that in the second hour tonight, along with some other Tony Rice music that will be woven in there before, during, and after our celebration and discovery of Tony Rice in the second hour. In the first hour tonight, let's take a listen to some music that has just been released as part of the giant 60 CD box set. This is music from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, recorded in 1978. The big box set, by the way, is called Enjoying the Ride, and I hope you will stick around and enjoy the ride here on KPFA's Dead to the World.
Pounds of sin, it's getting at my will. Thank you. Thank you. There's mosquitoes on the river. Fish are rising up like birds. And it's been hung for 7 weeks now. Too hot to even speak now. Hear what I just said. Listen, here it comes again.
There's a band on the highway. The high-stepping in the town. It's a rainbow full of sound. And it's fireworks collide, he's a clown.
Everybody's dancing.
take a short break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
The music of the Grateful Dead, recorded during the first set of the show at the Philadelphia Spectrum in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on May 13th, 1978. This is part of the new box set, Enjoying the Ride, a 60-CD celebration of Grateful Dead music covering 17 full shows plus some other stuff. I think there's 17 different venues represented. The box set includes music from 1969 through 1994, so a pretty significant chunk of the Grateful Dead's career. We heard Direwolf, Beat It On Down the Line, Peggy O, and then the set ending, The Music Never Stopped, from the first set of the Philly Spectrum. 5/13/78, that was not the whole show. We can't listen to the whole show because it's officially released stuff, but we do have permission to share a little bit of it. So what I'm going to do right now is share a little bit of the second set of 5/13/78. It's the music of the Grateful Dead, recorded live in Philadelphia and newly released on Enjoying the Ride.
Thank you. choice. Soon you will not hear his voice. His job is to shed light and not to rest.
Terrapin's generation in the shadow of the moon. Yeah.
music of the Grateful Dead from the new box set Enjoying the Ride that was recorded on May 13th, 1978 at the Philadelphia Spectrum in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We heard the then relatively new Terrapin Station into Playing in the Band from the second set of that show. You're in tune to Dead to the World. My name is Tim Lynch. We got a few more minutes before the top of the hour and some announcements that we have to hear. So let's listen to a little Jerry Garcia Band to take us there.
Love in the afternoon. She sings sweet and all in madness too. Rhythm and touch of Jamaica. Twilight time with the Kingston. All the time in the world for me and that girl. Sweet, she sings sweetly. Come back soon. Come back for more than love in the afternoon. Breezes blow. She sings sweetly and I-